Election fever is growing in Liberia. There are about 3 weeks left until that country's presidential poll. Liberians hope this election will finally mark the end of their long-running civil war. 16,000 UN peacekeepers are maintaining a fragile peace 2 years after the departure into exile of former President Charles Taylor. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports.
This tune is all over the airwaves in Liberia, where 22 candidates are in the race to become the country's next president, including two former warlords, US-educated politicians, and an international soccer star. 1.3 million Liberians are eligible to vote. Frances Johnson Morris, the chairperson of the Liberian National Elections Commission, says it's a challenge.
You know, in the first day, we had to call in the political parties to explain to them it's not a military warfare anymore, it's a democratic process, you know, where people can express views and the need for everyone to be tolerant of the other person's views. Giving everybody a fair chance.
Most presidential aspirants are singing from the same song sheet on their campaign stops. After the 14-year civil war, Liberia has no running water, no electricity, and rutted roads. So the priorities are obvious. Veteran politician and Harvard-trained economist Ellen Johnson Sirleaf is one of two women candidates.
The needs are common, and many of the solutions will be common. But it's going to be a confidence factor. Do we believe this person will really seek the interests of the nation and the people to deliver to the people? And I think that's where we have an advantage.
Liberia's stop-start civil war began at the tail end of 1989 and lasted until 2003. From a nation of 3 million, settled by freed American slaves in 1847, the UN said 300,000 people were killed. Tens of thousands more Liberians became refugees in and outside their country. Many still live in poverty, displaced within Liberia, and hundreds of these are former fighters. Everyone's looking for a job in this once diamond and rubber-rich country.
The tapoli, everything diki. No good tapoli there, the tapoli owner.
Juana Kore says she's fed up of the old tarpaulin and leaky palm leaf thatch covering her mud hut. And it's the rainy season. Pregnant with her third child, but still living in a displaced persons camp outside the capital Monrovia, Kore says she's ready to head home to vote for Liberia's new president.
I'm displaced. They play, I won't go home. Because we want to vote to our home.
Juana Kodi's friend, Zo Komo, a mother of four boys, is vocal about what she wants for Liberia.
I want peace. I want peace. No, I'm not just about standing. I want peace. That peace we want. We want Liberia to be in peace.
Plenty of Liberians are unhappy to see that two of the presidential candidates are some of the very men who waged war in their country. The two former armed faction leaders running for president are Alhaji Kroma of Ulimo and Sekou Damaté Kone. Kone has traded his fatigues and the bush for a smart business suit and an office in downtown Monrovia. But it was Kone's lured fighters, like these young men singing, who went back to war after the last election to try to topple then-President Charles Taylor. Kone says Liberians no longer see him as a rebel leader.
Personally, I'm a liberator. I came to bring freedom to the Liberian people. I'm not a warlord. I am a liberator. And I'm a true Democrat. I've been proven by the Liberian people. This is why you see the people behind me.
Then there's the issue of ex-President Charles Taylor himself, who, in an international effort to end the fighting, was driven out of Liberia into exile in Nigeria 2 years ago. The ex-president has been indicted by a war crimes tribunal for his actions in neighbouring Sierra Leone. Taylor also stands accused of meddling in Liberian politics in violation of his asylum agreement, with some claiming he's plotting his return to Liberia. Political analyst Ezekiel Pajibo says even from exile, the hand of Charles Taylor is felt.
If you look at the list of candidates who are running in these elections and their previous affiliations, You know, you get a sense that there is some kind of engineering going on. So it's in Mr. Taylor's interest that whoever wins an election in Liberia is somebody who will not request for him to be surrendered to the Sierra Leone court.
Many Liberians worry about Charles Taylor's continuing influence in the political destiny of their country. But this hasn't stopped Liberian voters from campaigning to put the legacy of war and turmoil behind them. Ofebi Akwistarkton, NPR News.